I have to confess that growing up, Lent was not my favorite season. For a while, actually, for a number of years, I thought that Lent was about penance, giving up things, looking gloomy, as opposed to Advent, a season of expectation, of great joy. Well, I'm now convinced that almost the opposite is true. Lent is mostly about happiness, about joy. But in order to find, to look for joy, for true rejoicing, excuse me, we do need to give up that which only has an appearance of joy. I love the responsorial psalm, Psalm 51, Miserere, have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. It has a line in there that to me gives really the whole sense of this. Give back the joy of your salvation and a willing spirit sustain in me. Yes, we ask for forgiveness. Yes, we go through penance, fasting and almsgiving, all of that. But why? Because we are looking for joy, the joy of being authentic, of not just filling up with whatever comes our way. Lent is about joy. Last year, many of us accompanied Lent with a book by Matthew Kelly, Resisting Happiness. How many of the choices we make, many of our actions, instead of bringing us toward happiness, they bring us to resist happiness. This year he has another book out, Perfectly Yourself, which has basically the same message. To be happy, you need to be perfectly yourself. But in order to do that, you need to give up all the masks, all the hypocrisies that willingly or not, we end up embracing in our life. So it's a time of authenticity, a time to shed all the masks and to become perfectly ourselves. I would recommend that each one of us chooses a program that could help us during Lent. It could be the one that I mentioned by Matthew Kelly on Dynamic Catholics, or you could look on Formed, the platform, online platform that we have here in the parish. There's plenty of material there. Or simply pick up one of the Lenten booklets that are available at the entrances of the church for a daily meditation. But have very clear in mind, this is for my own good so that I may truly achieve happiness. You know the usual disciplines of Lent. Prayer. People ask me, how can I pray better, pray more? And I answer with a line by Thomas Merton, simply make the time. That's all. You don't need to do anything else. Make the time for prayer, and prayer will take care of itself. Fasting, yes, give up chocolate if you wish. Give up whatever, you know, you feel like you should. But there are many other forms of fasting that might be more significant, more important. Give up that which really is unnecessary and is taking up a lot of your energy, your time, your thoughts. An almsgiving. Don't simply give a coin here and there. Give yourself. Give some of you, part of you, your time, your energy, your talents. Give not of what is left over. Give of your own need. Make this Lent a special time of spiritual enlightenment. Live this Lent as a journey toward happiness. We are journeying toward the most glorious and joyful event of human history, Jesus' resurrection from the dead. So we have plenty of reasons to rejoice. And joy is the message of the gospel. Jesus began his most important discourse, the discourse of the Mount, with that word, makarioi, happy, blessed are those who are poor, who are meek, and so forth. Blessed. And he says in the Gospel of John, I came that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is God's purpose, that we are perfectly ourselves, that we are truly happy in our life. And Lent is a time to get rid of all that is, all the layers of false happiness that we have put on, trusting instead that God has a plan, has the Evangelion, the good news of our true happiness. So let me suggest Lent, a time of happiness.